Good morning and welcome to Five Puffins. We are going to be discussing this morning whether we should or should not have uniform in the world, not just in school. Currently, I have 16 people who are against any kind of uniform and 7 people, 8 including myself, on the for having uniform side. The first point comes from Archie.
Well, as you may get lost on a school trip as you don't have a school uniform.
Very valid point, Archie. Alicia, what is it you wanted to say?
You could ask an adult.
For what?
For information of the number.
You could indeed. Good discussion. Anything you want to come back against that, Archie?
No.
I believe that's 1 point to Alicia. Olivia, you have something for the against side to argue for not having uniform of any kind.
But parents might shout at you if you rip school uniform.
A valid point, but would they not shout at you if you ripped your non-uniform as well?
If it's old, maybe not, because because it's really old and you don't wear them a lot, you could just wear them for school trips and it doesn't matter if they get ripped or not.
Okay, so you can have some scrappy clothes which you can mess around in. Absolutely, that's a good point, well made.
Well, yet again, you can go to school. You can't go to school looking like a scruff for the rest of the day.
You want to look clean, you want to look smart, and you want to look presentable to other people, so you wouldn't want to go around ripping your clothes. Is that correct, Kai?
Yes.
Absolutely. Cool. Good idea.
However, school uniform looks really silly, and you can't do anything fashionable with it.
Okay, so you're saying that some is it all uniform, or is it you just talk about school uniform? Because some uniforms are nice and smart, is it not?
Well,
after discussing with Isaac off the audio boom, we had a little discussion about whether all people look silly in their uniform, and Isaac believes that most people. How many percent would you say, Isaac? 99.9% of people look silly in a uniform. Here comes the for having a uniform side who disagree with his point.
You can just get one your own size.
What, so that it fits properly?
Yeah.
Correct, I would totally agree with you, Mr. Archie. India has a very valid point to make about safety with uniform.
If you are riding a horse and you don't have jumpers on, then you won't be able to move very well on the horse, and if you fell off, you wouldn't be able to protect your head if you weren't wearing a helmet.
And that's part of the uniform, isn't it? To wear a helmet as part of horse riding, equestrian, etc., isn't it? Yep, very valid point, well made.
You don't necessarily need to fall off the horse, so if you're a good horse rider, you probably won't fall off and you won't need all that stuff.
To be a good horse rider, you need to fall off 7 times.
Is that a fact? Fact it is. Miss Gibbs has weighed in with a very valuable point.
It doesn't matter how good a horse rider you are, a horse is still unpredictable.
Interesting point. What have you got against wearing a uniform for horse riders? Victoria, again.
Some horses might be actually well-learned because, like, they might not mind people sitting on them, so the horses might be just okay.
A very valuable point. However, I made the point, just off the audio boom footage, that if you're on a building site, then you couldn't help some things happening and that you would need to be wearing a hard hat. So, interesting point raised, India. Interesting point discussed, Alan and Victoria. We shall move on to another point now. Alea has a point about clothes.
If it's hot outside, your uniform can get too hot. But then if it's really cold, it could be too cold. And the teachers can dress up warm, but you can't because you have to wear your uniform.
Who's coming back? Jonah, you coming back?
Well, if it's too hot, then you could easily take your jumper off. And if it's too cold, then you could wear a coat.
So you can still, your uniform allows you to dress accordingly in whatever form of work that you are in. Absolutely, I would agree with that.
Because some uniforms have to wear long sleeve tops and then
sometimes they have to wear long trousers and tights.
Kai just made a very good point that you can bring different bits and pieces if you have a uniform to adjust to it. For example, if you're in a smart suit, then you can bring a coat. If you don't, if it's warm, then you can wear a thin shirt, or you can wear a short sleeve shirt. So there are ways getting around that if you are in uniform. Moving on to the next point, comes from Archie, who is on the four side of wearing uniform.
Four, as you can, like, if you're wearing, like, work stuff or football kit or something, then you can represent your school or work or whatever you go to.
An interesting, very valuable point for the four. Isaac, for the against side.
But if you wear your uniform and you're also doing something really bad, then it is really bad for you.
And it doesn't represent your company very well, does it? Or the school that you go to. Very valid point. To quickly finalise a couple of other points from the class, we had one which were related to sport and the fact that if we don't have a uniform, then we don't know which side that we're on. We had another one from Olivia, who suggested that uniform in general actually might cost too much money because you have to represent that company, and is it costing you extra than what your normal clothes may have more use out of. Shawnee raised the point that actually it's not your decision for uniform or non-uniform, and actually the decision is taken out of your hands because it actually is the company's decision or whoever you go to school for. Thank you for listening to our balanced discussion this morning. We hope you enjoyed it. If you could leave us some feedback, that would be great. Thank you.